Connolly.
Here.
Curry.
Here.
Arteaga.
Here.
Bingham. Hasler-Pipelmer.
Here.
Keo.
Here. I see any good friends. I see you. Still not bad in competition for a lot of things. Had a chance to review these minutes from our last meeting. And the additions are correct.
So move to approve, Councilwoman Curry. I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
You said those comments on the very long agenda. At this point, I'd like to try to get a little for a minute. You want to throw it to do this?
Yep. Okay, so we have two action items tonight. You're familiar with the ladder. And that's the official 2024 appropriations. We'll get to that in a second. Trust you've had time to review it and you know, take a good pace when we cover it. But to get there, let me give you some real quick background, hopefully blend all council of elect expectations, of course your expectations. A year ago, we implemented the organization transition. That was done for a multitude of reasons. It was approved. A lot of that has to do with still trying to deal with the budgetary issues, which is ultimately to save money over the long run. It was also done in anticipation of the upcoming ALS contract change, Light Squad. You're familiar, I think we all know that. There were a ton of things, but not just cost savings. It was job opportunities, fitting employees, more in line with gifts and abilities rather than just, so I can go on and on. Those are all on the council records over the last year, but I just want to call that to our attention. What is before you is the pay scale ordinance. You've already approved the first part, which is the COLA, that is incorporated in this. In red, hopefully you have, if you have color copies, there are a few positions. Again, these are not new. These are the positions that we've already previously approved in the organization chart change. Just for people who don't have that in front of you, item A-1 is part of Public Service Department Superintendent and Police Captain. Again, check the records from when we talk about that as part of the purpose. Police Lieutenant, so we're resurrecting that position. We had that about 10, 12 years ago. At that point, didn't need it. That's out, now need it. Deputy positions are now out. You'll see those are not there. And then you will see moving down, you will see advanced EMT. Advanced EMTs, we're hoping, are now the minimum position requirements for ALS coverage. So again, I trust this isn't news to you, maybe not super fresh, but I hope I'm not bringing up stuff that is totally new to you. So we now have that position recognized. And then platoon chief, this is a new position since Josh has moved out of fire. So much of that is borne by Josh. We knew once the ALS changes, we need to have executive shift coverage. So surprisingly, again, I'm not gonna go over it here in the records. All these changes have minimal projected impact on the budget. In fact, this year, we've probably saved about $150,000 by not filling positions and trying to forestall that as far as possible. So I say all that to say we are doing everything we possibly can to create value, to cut costs where we can. So I think you'll be proud of that. That's the big picture on this. So unless you have targeted specific questions, the action item is to discuss and approve this. Because the budget is based on this. Are there any questions for me? Not yet.
Did we ever hire a coffee guard? Just out of curiosity.
We do have a crossing guard.
Yes. I know they were in control of the position.
Oh, you're talking about that seat. I don't know. Because we have a lot of crossing guard that can take care of the whole teams.
A1 and A2 are the true like permutations as far as the pay classification. You know, there's just problems where they existed.
The platoon chief will be at another significant better. That's full time.
So we would recommend this council and approve it next. I can't, any discussion? I move that we approve the White House Day classification as presented.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. Second item. We have a stretch. Not so bad. So I talked with Mayor. Technically, this is his budget. This is as sharp a budget as we could come up with. The department heads did a great job. You will find that anything that's in here that you want to pull now will have a cost. Capital, when you get to capital, near all the bigger items on capital are only related to grants. So anything where we got grant money, that's all we put in here. There's a couple small things that you need to do. So very minimal, the 2.74 is incorporated. You'll see some changes in wages where this is reflective of organizational shift, but the net impact as it relates to organizational shift is relatively small. Any other thing that I want to bring up? I was mentioning Larry was talking about, the length and volume. I've reached out to council-elect, certainly want to meet with them over time to help them. They so feel the need to get comfortable with the budget process. Happy to do that. One of the things I wanted to mention here is there's so much detail in our budget. We go over and above what the auditor of the state requires. Technically, council only needs to budget line items, but we put in details all the way through. So again, we've decided for 20 years to go, council has even more visibility on how specific. In fact, it's pretty detailed, but again, it gives you a flavor for council and the mayor's purview over appropriation. So that gives you a good summary. What I'd like to do is In the past, Mr. Mayor, we've gone page by page, but hopefully we're not, you know, scrutinizing it for the first time at this point. If we have questions, of course. So let's go to page two, and this gives you really the bottom line. Page two, estimated fund balances. There at the top, if you simply look at this, if you look at the leftward column, gives you an estimate for what the fund balance is. Per the auditor, you're not allowed to have negative balances. Okay. If there's any negative balances, nine times out of 10, the general fund is, that's the parents. That's the one who has to come up with the money to fix it. So, while some of these funds may look well funded, anything under the general fund is highly restricted. So you can't just pull those funds for any reason. So that's why the general health of a government organization is looking at the general fund. And that's why we've been talking about this for several years as far as the revenue issue. What I highlight there is the general fund decreasing. The good thing is we had a better than expected beginning fund balance. A lot of that had to do with staff, us making sure we are not buying anything, including stuff that was already budgeted for 2023. We didn't fill certain positions, so we're able to save some more money, but you'll see that that's a big chunk coming down. To the extent that this interests you, it really is matching, at least the ending fund balances, it is matching some of the estimates we have. So that's good for that. Good that we have good, reliable information. It's bad that we're not surprised with maybe some more positive stuff. So I think we can rely generally on these numbers. So that's all I have to say there on really, this is the bottom line. This is the summary of all the rest of the pages we're looking at. Anything I can help with this point before we dive in?
Jordan, yes. The coronavirus relief fund is $315,000. Is that something that's permanent money for us or something that expires, and what can it be used for? Okay. And what can't we?
So we have to spend it in no later than 2025. It has to be gone by 2026. The requirements are basically gone. You just have to have a reasonable justification for it. We've already had talks about this for some big ticket equipment that we just don't want to put in our regular budget. That we need these. So we're reviewing this. In fact, Josh, Jill, and I are going to talk about that early next year on some recommended dollars. Recommend these for the dollar. Good question. It will be spent.
For the income tax, is that still going really good with the
Rita
and all of that?
That is one of the best decisions we've made. They are helping us collect more than we thought, which was Kevin Evans' right. Experience with others. The expenses have stayed the same. As a net effect, we are positive with Rita, as far as just from a financial side of it. I think people are used to it, still may not like pieces of it, but.
Yeah, I was going to wait until I'm going to ask that, but did we pay them a flat fee per year, or do we pay them a percentage of what they collect for?
Percentage of what's collected.
Like, because they're able to access the Social Security, I mean, they're able to determine people that are not filing,
correct.
That they should be filing.
On the non-filers,
they're collecting money for people correct. That don't file because. We had no idea knowing that they weren't.
They have resources, but okay. We are not.
Right.
I don't know. access.
Well, good. I'm glad that's still continuing on like that.
I'm super pleased with it.
Mm-hmm. And they're not very fast on putting people refunds back, but other than that, they're all good things.
Other questions for me?
Something you said in the beginning, you said something, if you wanted to pull things out, you'll have a pause. Exactly what you mean by that.
What I ultimately was saying is this is kind of budget as that we can come up with that doesn't start cutting in significantly to known services. We've already cut into a little bit into with the refuse with the previous decision. This is the best we could do. Trying to keep services as close to what our residents are used to. Anything else is cutting into it, or we're getting into payroll for non-departmental staff. I think we'll see that. Are you ready to jump in? All good? Okay. So, sorry for the placement of the.
Makes us feel good. Skip a couple pages and stuff.
Placing up the staple. Okay. Hopefully you highlighted. Maybe you have the gray version or the yellow version. Just keep your eyes linked. So for the next few pages, we're just talking about revenue. This gives you a feel for how do we supply, how is funding, where is funding coming from to supply each of our funds. I typically take a fairly conservative approach to revenue estimates. In other words, I don't anticipate great because I don't want us banking on those dollars. But we're seeing an uptick in some real estate, things like that.
So fire your co-op money shop needs.
Co-op money. Is on page 5. Shall we go page by page? So page 4. Generally a downtick on general fund, and that's linked, we'll get to in a second, that's linked to a more conservative estimate of income tax revenue. Bottom of page 4, street construction maintenance and repair. These are funds that come through with gas taxes. And then some people are counting from some things here. Again, this is outside of general fund, so it starts where we are restricted as far as what we can use. Questions on page 4? Okay, I'll move us along. Page 5. More specialized, what are called special revenue, anything with a 2. Start with, so state highway fund, relatively small fund, park, or even smaller. Motor vehicle, this has to do with the license tax. Yeah. Police squad. This assumes a June 1 or July 1 new contract. That's the assumption. Mid-year, right, Dixon?
June 3rd was the last year.
Yeah. Based upon what we know now, that's, we'll see some decrease. I have to fix 2025 and 26. Those numbers will be different, but you know,
different than all of them.
It'll be lower, yeah. I feel there's one left of those. I'll fix that for the next one, but. So, call your attention to the transfers. This is where you're seeing a big chunk of that general fund starting to go out. This is what the tax committee put about. This is one of the main things they were arguing. That's we're going to have to come up with those extra funds, even though we're saving some money. Those are all going to be borne out of the general fund. So you're seeing here with that transfer. The transfer is revenue to this fund from the general fund. As mentioned by Sarkiara, there's the co-op levy. They still have some bonds, which we have the main municipal bond for this building. That should be coming to a close here in about 2 years. That's super exciting. We refinanced that about 10 years ago, cut about 10 years off of that levy. Sweet from there. Got some debt on a fire truck. We have to transfer revenue in. So this is the revenue side of that transfer there. And that. Weird term. Yeah, only about six. Okay.
I just wanted, before we go much further, I just wanted to tell the council elect that in the 8 years that I've served and beyond, Jordan's projections have always worn out. I've never seen a year where the previous years he has come in almost like crystal ball crazy goals. So, you know, as he talks about estimate and he talks about projections and his conservative growth and things like that, it's always been really, really dialed in. We're used to it, thank you.
Page 7, this may not make as much sense, but it is a part of the budget. You start getting into the capital. They're a fund like anything else, so they have to be funded. This is simply the revenue side. The details of where those revenues come is in a separate sheet. We will get to that. In essence, you're seeing the total cost. It's a break even for the in and out using the total cost of the project. I think it's worth spending time there if you will give news about appropriations at the end of our document. We have some special assessments. They were boring. Nothing we can do about that. Pretty big. The water and sewer funds, those are utility funds for the most part. Those are the big dollar items. Those are items you already have viewed with the rate and fee schedule. So that's simply incorporating that it's broken down into other pieces, but in essence, that's what we looked at. Income tax A and B, a reminder, a dollar of income tax that comes for council's decision, that's allocated right now, it's 30% income tax A. Income tax A monies are for capital exclusively. So if you want to fund some capital projects, that's what income tax A is for. Again, currently council has said that's 30%. Income tax B, for all intents and purposes, just consider that the general funds portion of income tax revenue. So a dollar comes in, 70 cents goes into the general fund.
So do you think that's still a good formula to use?
Yes, I do.
That everything plays out.
I do, because when I started 17 years ago, it was 50-50. And we keep, because of the, again, this is why this revenue issue has been on the horizon so long. We've done everything we can to stop that. And so including limiting more and more of the money that goes to capital. It used to be 50% would go to income tax paid. So we've been at 70-30 for probably 10 years. So these numbers, if you look at income tax K and B, that's based upon, you'll notice those numbers are lesser, respectively, than the year prior.
Just to note, from the 2023 budget for income tax A, we're going from $875,000 to estimated revenue of $715,000. And then income tax B from $1,950,000 down to $1,750,000. So not only were we asking for an increase in percentage, which failed, at the same current rate, we're expecting fewer dollars from that rate.
Correct. There's obviously been some news that we've heard that I have to consider. It is, again, it is an estimate. I'm generally pretty good at this, but this is an estimate. This is one I hope you can come back to me and say, Jordan, you're an idiot, you're dead wrong, you're way higher. I just can't do that to you. We are going to take a hit. In addition to the already bad challenge, but it is surmountable. We will fix it. Income tax B there below, but those are all inter-fund actions. Those look like huge numbers. They're not huge numbers. They're not actually numbers. You know, we received in $2 million for Montgomery Township JIT. We don't keep that, but we have to recognize that as an actual revenue transition because we're gauging. So a lot of these numbers don't necessarily mean cash value to the White House. So like whenever you see transfers or some of the JED monies, even if they are called Montgomery Township JED one, they're not necessarily dollar revenue. If you want to deep dive in that, fine, just it's going to take a more lengthy discussion. Okay, in the end, you will see what seems to be good news and overall a higher revenue, but some of that is good news because we got 1.8 in funding for the tower. But a lot of that are grossed up transfer numbers. Again, not dollars that ultimately stay in White House's funds. So that concludes the revenue side of our appropriations. Are you ready to transition to the department? So I think we're going to do page by page, and each of the respective department heads will cover theirs, and I'll fill in the rest. We're on police. I'll stay here and help Chief Baird if you need anything. Now it's police. Page 11.
The $5,000 a year to board prisoners, is that an annual fee that you pay? Or what our expenses are, actual cost per person that's out?
Chief Baird? I can cover one of the three.
You schedule a snap.
Hey, can you hear us?
I can barely hear you at all. So. please speak up loud if you have a question.
Chief Mayor, the question is the boarding of prisoners, $12,000, is that an annual cost for all prisoners? Is that
or do we pay five?
So we have reduced that amount every year because that is if we arrest somebody using a village code or municipal code, then it costs the village for their stay, which is approximately $100 a day for food and upkeep. If we arrest them under a state charge, the village does not get charged. We have been working on lowering that, but we can't eliminate that line item because if we cite somebody for driving under suspension under village code, which is very common, and then the defendant fails to appear in court, if the judge issues a warrant for their arrest, we, the village, has to pay for their housing in jail. It used to be up to $36,000, is what it was a few years prior, and we've been slowly working that back because we've been very efficient in not arresting people under village code.
Everything possible we talk about. Ohio. You're looking at me wrong. Ohio.
Yeah, they've done a great job of that.
Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome.
What kind of things are one thing to make from their equipment? This other $10,000 model. It's one thing that can bring.
Hey, Alan, what's in the other $10,000 item in equipment?
Just the other line where it just says other?
Yeah, $10,000 in equipment.
Well, that's basically a buffer. I mean, if we have equipment that breaks, things that we don't anticipate, body cameras, tasers. I mean, I usually have a small line item for tasers, but it's kind of a buffer. We don't, you know, I can't anticipate everything. You know, so I put that amount in there just as a kind of a safety net, 10,000. Reality, that's not much. That'd be, you know, 15 helmets, ballistic helmets, potentially. You know, it's part of our, you know, if we need something for training, like we purchased RTF pistols, the rifles for RTF, that comes out of those types of line items. Did you hear me?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
Questions on police? Permission to move on. Fire? Okay. Page 12, Chief Francis.
Things sound so much more familiar after the tax town halls and going through all those expenses, you know, like it's really paying a lot of appreciation for how much these things cost. Is there anything that you had, and I'm Chief Mayor, I need to ask that to you too. I ask it every year, but this year it really seems relevant. Was there anything that you decided to go without that you would have included or would have liked to have had? You and Jason? I mean, the answer is usually no, but this year I thought it might make a difference.
Alan, did you hear her question?
Yes, I did. Well, if you look into equipment, it says Flock cameras. I mean, if you're asking what I want and what I did without, that amount of money is not enough the minimum purchase of Flock cameras is $18,000. I mean, the Flock cameras, there's 244 Flock cameras now in Lucas County, and they are solving crimes. For a perfect example, we just had a $92,000 truck stolen from Steve Rogers Sunday night. Had we had a Flock camera, we would have had the license plate of the suspect vehicle that drove into Steve Rogers. We don't have that technology. Therefore, we don't have that license plate. We really don't have any leads. So in a world of wishes and wants, yeah, I'd love to have another $15,000 in that line item so I could get five Flock cameras for the village.
Thank you. I think that's really important for folks to know, you know, what we're doing without, and those are the kinds of things that...
What exactly is a Flock camera?
It's a license plate reader with a searchable database that every car that drives by, it takes a picture of the license plate, make and model. And, you know, the Flock camera was how we identified our suspect at the high school. Police caught his vehicle entering. We had a description of a vehicle, a red GMC. Or red SUV. They looked at their search engine of those pictures. We're able to pick out three red SUVs, GMCs, and then we're able to process of elimination, and we caught our suspect. It's not a need, but it's absolutely a want. That's why, you know, since we were working to keep a leaner budget, you know, we didn't put the full amount in there for it.
Thank you for explaining that. Sounds like that really would be something that would be useful in a number of situations.
Its practical application is pretty important, yes, but like I said, we're trying to be as lean as we possibly could be.
Hey, Francis, do you have anything like that?
Yes, under equipment. I was going to look at purchasing another ventilation fan for next year because the one that we purchased in 2023 has worked so well. The battery operated one that decreases carbon monoxide going into houses and buildings. But with the light sweat system going away, that money took precedent in going to purchase a Lucas device, which is the automatic CPR device that minimizes personnel doing other tasks on scene for the patient. So over the next 3 years, we're going to look at purchasing that device for that cost, only $4,000.
The Lucas or the additional fan?
The Lucas.
The police department, you know, the chaplains, are they paid or are they volunteers?
I cannot speak for PD, but the chaplain that we have, Reverend Clifton, does not know.
At least the chaplain is not paid. Happy to park, happy to move on. Just want to give a face that you're comfortable with. Questions for Fire? Okay. Mr. Pilcher will be director for this. Questions for him?
You take back how many times he has to get it up and down.
I can stay with it. It's one time. Parks Department, so no significant increase in anything. I did put some money in there for repair and maintenance ball field backstop fencing. That is getting in really bad shape. And it's time to do something about that. So that is in there for a repair and maintenance item. There is a section in there for $7,000 for trail repair. If anybody's walked around the what was considered the rollerblading course up by the basketball court, the tree roots that heaved the asphalt, so we need to address that before something gets hurt. Other than that, those are the only discos. That was the other line item in equipment. We have money in there, so council has tentatively approved the installation of that disc golf course at Sandhill Park. We put in there for equipment and other amenities that will be needed. So we can have people out there, we can have to put some kind of porta restroom out there, have that there year round, maintain that. And that's what that figure $10,500 is for.
Did you recall the Sandra Park neighbors telling us how the football league kids used to be in their yard? So, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, when I said people in the yard, I said, wait a second. You can't have them using the park rules.
The gardeners have not done it. The community garden, you know.
Right. We also included in there an ADD for the shelter house. Since that's being used more and more by the public, probably be a good idea to have one installed at the shelter house itself.
Do we ever offer training on how to use those for people come?
I do not know the all the details on how many people come to those trainings, but we want to those trainings. Mostly when people call the department and request for class. If maybe they have them at home or something, you know, they feel that they need it, correct, or they were in place that they went to.
You guys still do CCR too, you don't know?
Correct.
No parts.
Okay.
Change to moving on to sanitation.
I did have one question, sorry.
Yes.
So are we still putting the fish? That's the one of the maybe fish in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a catch and release, right? Or no.
We have no official rules for that.
Okay, somebody asked me, I wasn't sure how that usually works.
We stocked some smaller game fish, bluegill, bass. We'll put blocking in there to help control vegetation. So if they can catch them, we'd be more than welcome to take them home and get them on.
Okay. Okay. You have to get rid of those snails?
We never do this. There's a lot of things.
There's a lot.
On sanitation, I listened to what council gave for direction, and we eliminated the bulk pickup days and then transfer that over to drop off days at the municipal yard. Everything else pretty much was the same for the budget. Ohio Compost did not raise their price for these coming year, so every year I check in with them to see if the price is going to remain the same. You know, if we have an increase, they check that price the same for this year. That is going to be a beneficial for the residents and the public service part.
Did you guys go to Pierce before? Did you like the leader they can be?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's why contractual services goes from 334. 375 down to 309, 975.
Mm-hmm.
Complaints are to be expected. Of course, are you planning to change? We got complaints when you change over to this way, and we're going to get into Virginia. I have heard complaints about removing all curbside. Open in a base one, but and this reflects adding the rate. I guess that would have been on revenue.
Yeah,
adding that rate there.
Mm-hmm. If it's going to be treated as a revenue account for a utility
enterprise
fund, when that two like the water sewer deal.
Thoughts on sanitation? Very simple. Hearing none. Page 15. Larry, we're almost halfway. Like many of our employees, public service department administration, we do multiple things. So salaries in multiple departments are a portion of certain people. So, administration has a portion of municipal people. This is the exact same budget, same line items. I looked at it, same line items. In last meeting.
Beautification grant. Was that, has that been used?
Yep, have two applications as we speak. One's been approved, one's pending.
And that has to be with the, is that with the downtown businesses then?
Right. We wrote this grant. It's a small white house grant that we administer to try and encourage downtown businesses to incorporate common themes of material, stone or wrought iron, black, somehow to get some cohesiveness. So we've got two applicants right now, one to do it. And they put hundreds of thousands of dollars into these. So these are really good improvements. And they're working with us to improve some employees. I think that's a really cool
thing. I think that is something good that we came up with. Help encourage them. So, like you said, putting all that money into it, this little bit of money is it having them spend 10 times, you know, as much on doing something. Well, thank you.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of, was our previous community development grant in admin? Was that we just.
The community support?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yep.
Yeah, we did not spend that this week, correct?
We did not. You'll see the biggest number there is transfers. Much of, in fact, I think all of that is to Life Squad. You saw that same number on the revenue side, the Life Squad, and your transfers. That's where this is coming down. So,
I think those deals are the scholarship that we used to do going forward.
No part on that. What dealers? I didn't have this one up. What do you mean? You know? Scholarships. Do you call it? As far as where it is. What did it add to the status? Status. Are we continuing with that? I don't think we have an applicant for it. I don't think we should. Yeah, I think last year was the last time we did it. I don't think we did it.
I don't think we promoted it. And I don't, you know, there was a lot of reduction in.
And all of those things here. So let's find out what the status of what was going forward, because we talked about you cutting back into looking at trying to pass the learning stuff. So.
That's mainly, the good thing about that, that was mainly run by the volunteers now.
I mean, you know, in a $18 million of expenses and things like that.
Yeah, that wasn't much.
It's not much to $500 cows and three, $10,000 worth of community. And our local organizations that make it, you know, even if it's $1,000 here, $1,000 there, it means a lot to them. It's a small way to have good impact. And I would not call that frivolous spending. It's a way to reinvest in our community. And we did a lot of work on how to make that a competitive grant program. And we haven't used that, but it's a good reminder that that is still there, that's available to you. I would encourage good feeling for that.
Okay. Other questions on page 15? Or one in place. Page 16. Think of these as extensions to the administration, building department. You will look, the budget is almost the same. Line wide, that is minimal.
Refresh my memory. What is all the professional services fees size? I'm assuming the money that we pay for Dell Paul for economic development in there?
small portion, or some portion is for Dallas. We kept that number there. We hardly ever used all of it. Actually, it's been 4 years since we've used it. We've kept it with the idea of having funds ready to try new economic development things. 25,000, if I recall, has been with the potential of a grant. This is something council had established several years ago. So almost every year we don't use it, but we like to at least have it there. If, say, somebody came and needed an immediate incentive to come in, we have it, rather than the income tax abatement which pays on.
So you say we don't use the money over the years. The possible maybe to use some of that money for like those block cameras.
Like we can redistribute. Or
do you think that would be a bad idea to be certified
some? I don't. I think like Keith Barrett said, I mean you're talking relatively small dollars, you know, for the cameras.
Maybe have software
versus the impact is huge. I would, one of the things I mentioned to the mayor is in January, you know, I'm trying to come up with new ideas for revenue streams, and I'm working on one as we speak. It costs money, but the potential for it to make money is high. People can criticize White House for, you know, well, why don't we try? We are trying everything we can while being responsible. And one of the conversations we had is one of the things we can't do is give any indication that we're letting up. So, you know, I've heard several comments made. This next year we need to focus on new things. I want to make sure we're ready for that, including coming up with an idea that will give us significant revenue stream. I hope to have that presented at a January to do the poll, at least in part of it. I know that was a long answer to your question, but yep. That's the justification for why it needs to be.
Usually when you have ideas, they're good ideas and they end up helping the village immensely, so.
Other questions on page 16? Steve, you're at page 7. Okay.
maintenance department, does that include maintenance of the village hall? And then there are other buildings that the public service department helps maintain around the White House. Only change that you will really see in this is some of the expenses there, the equipment line. The AED for this building here itself is an older AED. They recommended for replacement, so that's in there for $2,500. Other than that, everything is pretty much the same for the few years.
Does this include any possible repair of the front sidewalk cobblestone areas? There's some, I stepped on them running today.
So building the grounds for $6,000, that would take care of that, yeah. That would be relaying of those stones. And that's basically what that's going to take. It's mainly it's labor. It's picking them up, rolling in sand, and then replacing them.
Questions?
Same question to you, I guess. I mean, I know your departments are only half done, but is there anything that you're going without? But like, what are some of the
biggest thing is the as Jordan explained, the tax split, how it used to be 50-50, and we could fund things like in the park and other projects. Then it went to 60-40. So we can do a little less. Now it's 7:30, we do even less. And then projection in the future, what does that mean if we can be forced to go 80-20 or $50? So we're very thankful for what we can get now with the money that's allotted to us as far as taxes.
Which is also why we've been promoting doing projects in Brownie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just important to communicate to the community. We are moving forward as efficiently as possible, but it's also with what money we have. So we can go, because we've developed talent, Steve's done a great job. Our staff are more desiring to do these projects. Right. And so.
He gets quiet. Especially as with experience, valuing those employees, you know, the thought of staff cuts is so terrible. Things to think about. Because we're already so lean, but even in lean, they're so dedicated and their work is great. I mean, they can do things. Yeah, so much of what we improved in our park, great things for those crews and automate, you know, everything is just
people. Because I've heard comments from the community, not necessarily from anybody sitting in this room or whatever, you know, I've heard comments about the flowers that we buy and the parks across from local time and stuff, but they think that that's frivolous stuff. And to you council people coming in January, I kind of like you to have a different aspect on that. When, especially now, we have a potential of losing the can company. For Jordan, Steve, and the rest of our administration to go out and try to get companies to come here, we have to be a community that looks like we have it together, that looks like we have a future, that they can take pride in when they move their company here and their employees and things. So those tiny little things that may seem frivolous are an economic development must. There is a cost to the village for not spending the money on those types of things because we lose the ability to attract dollars to the village to help our boost our economy here.
Hear, hear.
Amen. Anything else on maintenance?
Let me give you an answer.
this is kind of the last of the pieces to the overall general fund. Streetlights. This is simply the electricity to run the streetlights. We still do have payments to the, most of that is health department. Their line.
How much did we actually spend that whole $24,000 for in the year?
Almost all of this is health department. I think health department is $24,000. We hardly, okay. Very, very little health using. Just as a quick, are you all familiar with indigent burial responsibilities? I thought it was interesting, just from the community. I didn't know if I worked here, though. State law requires municipalities that when there is no immediate heir, anybody can take care of the deceased, the community pays for it. The funeral. No, it's not elaborate. I think that's kind of a cool flaw. I didn't have the same opinion of it at one point, but I've come to terms with, again, just a small little thing that I think it is our responsibility to bury our dead when they're.
And, you know, it's interesting because I would imagine now with the cemetery district that responsibility falls to the district. It doesn't.
So, the municipality.
So, if it's a community member or if it's just somebody wanting to be buried here,
it has to be a resident.
Right. Yep. And so that would cover opening, closing fees and.
Just the bare minimum. I thought it was interesting.
The health department, those fees at cityhood, is that different? That's an increase.
It will be different. ostensibly, it won't be any different. We will still contract. But when you become a city, you are required to have a health department. The state allows you to subcontract. That's the only difference. We're not required to have a health department, but we do contract to serve.
And that covers their inspections, their vaccination, you know, the flu shot and all that.
DNA, different things like that. A lot of the COVID stuff, we've got a ton of them. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. Council and clerk, that's everybody's together. You ever want to go to training? There are some funds for those seminars if you'd ever like to go. The auditors generally it ebbs and flows every other year. We have a general election every other year, typically. So this coming year is potentially, you can decide otherwise, an off year. And then you have contractual stuff with the water.
But that's also water is also in other departments too.
Right. So
that's not the total thing.
Yeah. Correct. This is the contractual amount to provide legal representation to U.S. pump. And the village for professional services, say you have a human resource case, that's a specialized legal service that goes through the same standard for most things. That number hasn't changed, by the way.
It's
not. It's the same amount of the loan. And I think they, just so you know, they do pay me. Okay, we start moving into the kind of utility enterprise type funds. So streets are next on page 19. The next three departments are two pages each. The streets is one of those that are out of the general fund. So, when we had a question on increases are.
Yes.
We need to increase there. I went and got my 2023 budget. New trees in the operating supply. We'll see new trees in 2023 is $6,000. In 2024 is $7,000. So they're that increase for Tree City. And that's where Tree City funds come out of the stream budget, and there are some out of pocket. So that's where they get their funds for the project.
How much does Beekeepers fund?
The street once a week, usually it starts in April, beginning of April, first couple weeks of April, as long as there's no ice or snow on the ground, and then they go to October 31st. And that runs about $20,000 a year. They sweep they sweep the downtown area in every week, and then we parse out the village into different zones, and they pick up one of those zones every week so that in order to comply with our storm water and the scale from the next part of our storm water committee, that's one of our efforts, our maintenance efforts that we show that we're sweeping the streets throughout the village. At least I think it's 3 times. So that's why we make sure that they're covering the area as well.
What is the sidewalk program?
Sidewalk program is just replacements of sidewalks as we see them that will get broken down from 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we'll replace those sidewalks, or we look to extend the section of sidewalk that we're missing to make the connection point. We call
are both in public areas or residential or public?
Well, public areas would be considered in the right of way, and they can be in residential areas.
So, why I'm asking is when I first moved to the village in the 80s, mm-hmm. okay, shortly after we moved here, they had X's on the sidewalk all through the village and stuff where the sidewalks needed to be either repaired or replaced.
Right.
And it was the responsibility of the homeowner in front of that to replace that sidewalk. That's why I was curious as to whether this replaced those.
Still
in those areas as well, or
right.
if we're ever going to do that again?
What we do is we do that by complaint.
Okay.
So we'll have a resident complain to us, we'll go out and look at it. And usually what we find is that the sidewalk is going to be either from a manhole load in the sidewalk or a tree root. And in both of those instances, we just take care of that ourselves. We don't put that on homeowners. Very rarely do we find homeowner sidewalks that are in certain business areas that we need to take action on that. That would not be in our budget. That would be a homeowner's responsibility to take care of that.
Back to the street sweeping.
Yes.
Is there any way, just like when they come through our neighborhood, you can clearly see where they've gone.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a car on the street, you can clearly see it has to go around it. Is there any way of letting people know, hey, they're going to be in your neighborhood this day? Because, like, we would throw cars on the street or whatever, so, you know, so it would be clean. I don't know if there's any way of doing that. Be like, they're in this. Street shapers are coming tomorrow. I mean,
yeah, we could probably make coordinated effort to try to post that in some way to get residents to have
a snow emergency thing. Get your vehicles on the, I'm sure people would make sure they have vehicles on the street. They knew it was going to be sweet when it was going to be swept, so that way they know their street back photos are coming tomorrow. And isn't it a different company within your thing that has something here? I'm making that up.
It is the same company we used for the past few years.
So there was, yeah, there was a change.
Right.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm. they just.
You can buy a street sweeper out of $300,000. So we went out and we're just going to say we got out of the street sweeping business because it was so costly.
Yeah.
If this is actually one of those, another example of it.
Go be to a better job than just saying.
No doubt. Don't doubt.
No, but some things.
I know.
It'd be better if maybe you could deal about it.
Road salt this year was down because we have not needed to replenish it after this year.
No.
That number would probably be a very low number. Other than that, there's not anything extraordinary. I did put money in there in the road maintenance budget, $25,000 for road repairs, just because there is a lot of road sections of roadway throughout Lighthouse that we can address and get that taken care of and extend the life of the roadway. We're going to have a lot of these roads come through all at the same time, and we're not going to be on that. So if we can address little patches right now in some sections of Lighthouse, that will avoid possibly the repairs down the road.
You had told us that before.
That's streets.
Chairman, may I request a 2-minute break? We'll get you that. 5 minutes, is that okay?
Can we move to recess, like a second? That's no big.
Important, I mean. Stop seeing things.
So one of my favorite things to do every year is buy road salt. It tickles me to no end. Spend $40,000 on a local salt. Like, I think it's the easiest theory. I hope somebody finds that as enjoyable. I always thought that would be fun.
And you always do it as an emergency if I remember when we have this vehicle.
Well, because, you know, being the prices, Steve waits until it's like, perfect.
We're buying this thing.
We're buying it now. The market
has been. Yeah, I remember that. I'm like, you're so.
I wish they were.
Everything's either an emergency or it takes off.
You know, and I've got to reread it.
Right.
So,
And that's all by the name. Until you tell the officer, the one on your own.
Yeah,
right. Then you have the answers to it. It doesn't change the day, but it changes the values for
But that's the expensive you got to go home, right?
I'm sorry.
And then he goes to the main, so you know, if you figure out that we can rent them on.
Money comes out right on
my mom was a parent 2 years ago.
Okay, we left with streets. I think we just finished up with that. I guess Steve is. We'll be back up here there in a second. Wait. Okay. Flip everybody's eyes to page 21. This is the cafeteria of all the other kind of specialized funds. You remember in the on the revenue side, we saw kind of those numbers that started 200, you know, kind of all of them throwing them together. This is the expense side of that. So we have the state highway. You saw the state highway revenue. Now here's the state highway expense. There's some money there for general state route 64, which is our piece. A lot of it is our responsibility. We need some money there. We have the roundabout there, 64 and Pendle. So we have a state, very low interest loan on that. It's only thing I can do for you. It is a 20-year loan, and that should be, I think that started in 13, constructed and model lease debt service started in 13, so we're passing that way.
And is it the state's responsibility for the signs on the State Route 64, including the roundabout?
It is our.
Okay, I noticed there's like some holes that are, or metal brackets that are like two of them that are cut down to the beach, like. Maybe it had a sign and somebody ran it over and
okay.
I don't know what sign was there, but I noticed that there's
probably that one that says don't hit this sign.
Maybe drive on the road, not that.
Okay, yeah, well take that as that can be very comfortable.
Okay.
The 3101, well, that's the expense side of our municipal bond. So that should be terminated in the expense side of the fire apparatus, the special assessment, again, it's on the revenue side. The other side of the OWDA, the guarantee for funds. You saw all the revenue sides. This is the expense side. These other ones, Mr. Leonakis was talking about transfers, you know, what how does that work? A lot of these numbers here, I think if we spend a short time on it, it'll be more confusing. These are a lot of non-cash exchanges, but it has to have all everything to do with the JEDD and JEDZs. We, because they're what's called agency funds, this is where it's more difficult. Agency is just like that. It's a special fund the state allows where the municipality is doing just that. They're the agent. Generally, they have to pass it back to somebody else. They're doing it on behalf or at least in part for somebody. That's what JEDD and JEDZ is. We are the collector on behalf of the township for income taxes. We retain some, we transfer. We send it to the township, the 75%. So there's some transfers inside, transfers outside. You want to know a whole lot more about that, I'd ask for a specific sit down so I can walk you through all of them.
You're the guy who goes into the deli with an envelope.
Any questions on page 21? And we shall move us on. Page 22, Life Squad.
This is for hours or for nine or for both or this one is for nine, correct?
Yeah.
It's for Life Squad. Do council elect, well, obviously marry them. Do you know the difference? Yes. The between Life Squad 9 and our, the one that we want. Correct. One's from the Snowy and the other two that I keep in turn funded by the city.
Very important.
Right. So that very informative too. So obviously the biggest jump is in professional services. They were going from $4,178 a year to $50,000.
That is partly the dispatch policy that was into the Life Squad budget partially and the fire budget.
Next page is similar to the Life Squad. Page 23. We're required by the ballot law, only receiving them exactly. For the purposes we designed that was on the ballot. This has to be put in a special fund so that it's tracked. Again, just giving you a history of how the state and how the municipality protects taxpayers' funds by visibility. It's at times through these funds that can be specifically called.
And that's, you know, $438,000 is significant. And imagine without this levy, either would not have those four positions and not have some of that equipment purchase, not be able to reduce our expenses with the joint training and all of that. You're looking at probably half a million, $750,000 left again on the dough. That's perfect.
Mr. Chair, shall we move on?
Yes.
Page 24.
This is the waterfall. And it might be easier to look at page 25, which kind of breaks it out into a spreadsheet that is in three different roads. Main road, there's office expenses, distribution expenses, and then other, which is kind of like operating supplies and equipment. Items used to run the department throughout the year. We have benefited from having a predictable rate increase with the work that we've achieved through the water board. So we know each year about what our rate increase is going to be. It's been pretty spot on for the last 3 years. So that's what, that helps Jordan in determining if we need to do a rate increase when we look at the rate increase thing. So that is very helpful. Other than that, there's not a whole lot of extras here. Put a little bit in there for some new water tap equipment, some more water tap equipment to get engaged. We've been looking at a flowing backup system if we ever need to add one, choose any little water when it comes into the village. So, you see a very large number there.
Transfer, yeah.
That is the transfer fund. Water fund to the new water tower for our buildings. We don't have to go into debt for that.
That's money that has been building up, right? We've been socking that away, knowing that that was coming.
What? Prepare to move on. Page 26. And 27 helps look at that and vote out for format between office pumping, which has the common pretty charges in that, and then over at the bottom, which is expenses to operate the utility. Five extras in there. What we have is a what we call push video inspection equipment, which is a push camera. That helps in locating breaks or trouble spots in sewers when we get complaints, so we know exactly what the problem is. We can pinpoint, locate it, dig it up, repair it, or fork it, whatever the limit is. The one we have right now has a VHS recording device. So that will be cataloged and kept perfectly fine.
We have to keep those records, so we should be filing
something.
I'm writing LOL on my notes.
Just out of curiosity, what's the line station repair for Westwood?
Sorry.
Repair for Westwick. The Westwick lift station was put in, I believe, 1970 or 72. And the suction lines that go from the station down into the sewage as it comes into the manhole there are made of ductile iron pipe. And they're starting to get old and starting to leak in some places. So this is a effort to get them replaced before they totally fail on something. So we would replace those with PVC pipes.
That improves some of the problems that we have with their water backup through the drainage systems and stuff in the houses back there.
It depends on what water they have. If it's storm water, it will not.
Oh.
This is strictly sanitation.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some water.
Okay, it's just like, and it's needed. It's not a part for
it. Right.
You had one in emergency back there.
Anything you're doing without and water or sewer or anything? I just remember the meeting.
Actually, we have adequate in both of these departments because they are set by fees. Jordan does a really good job at reviewing that each year and making sure that we ask for what we need.
He put it on the record. It's not in the budget, but we've been kicking it down the road so many times. We do need two-way passes. You know, we've been just beating on it for so long. And that's when it hits multiple departments. So that's one that we're looking at for some of that COVID funds. We've been pushing it off so long.
And those are like $150,000 or something. $250,000.
Oh. We have
many fire trucks.
It's over.
Okay. Questions, I'll finish us up. Income tax A. Actually, it's income tax, not income tax. Because we still administer taxes, there's efforts going in there. There still are allocated salaries to that. There are fees on RETA, the Income Tax Authority. You'll see the transfer there. Those are funding the capital projects. You'll see. They're under transfers, continue to the bottom right. And details there, you have capital projects, and then you have income tax paid also deals with some of the bottoms. I like to talk about this in conjunction with the next page, which takes us into capital. You can do that. Page 30 means so capital projects typically are sectioned into six different sections. You have general, you have streets, you have water, sewer, parks, and safety. This year we only have two categories. Mentioned earlier, we're almost exclusively looking at projects and only going with projects until we get significant funding. So OPWC, that stands for Ohio Public Works Commission. That's an annual grant we usually get. For Swanton Street. Half of it approximately is that grant. The other is part of that income tax aid transfer. So you would see that 1.5 back on the income tax. Council made a decision to move forward with the 14th rebid of the bike trail. That's going to be an awesome project. Thankfully, it's primarily funded by federal funds. So we don't always get federal funds, but man, we've been doing really well lately. Just between that and the water tower, that's $2.5 million that our taxpayers do not, at least through the municipal tax center. Really happy with that. Steve mentioned one of the things we do to try to extend the life of our streets is we dedicate a lot of time to preserving the crack seal. So this is the material expense of that. But we do that, Mr. Pelcher, in-house. And then we talked about doing some
some of those mini roundabouts. Council has asked to consider it early this next year, so we want to make sure that this fund is considered to do something small. Lastly is the water tower on page 31. Original 32 is Mr. Gunter. So 31, that gives you the details of the Department of Development grant. Again, that is dollar for dollar grant. That's not a half loan, half dollar. So these are the best known. Once again, showing that this is coming out of the water fund as a transfer. So as I said, as I began, we gave you really the verbs from the beginning on page 2, which is the summary of the fund, beginning balance, activity, and then estimated end. And that is the presentation of your mayor's budget.
Good job, Jordan.
Yeah.
Very nice, great job.
Their comment,
make a motion to recommend the council to accept the 2024 appropriations and budget as presented.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Jordan.
Josh, Graham, Jason, Steve, Jill,
and
everyone. And finished. You guys did great. It's Dave Rivenball, 6313 Sydney Drive, White House. Thank you for everything you did to me.
Other witness.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.